Blog Hello? Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And I'm your host, Lee Haney, and it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. The sun is shining. I think it's around 62 degrees. I feel like a nice walk today, you know, to get outside in nature, do me a little speed walking, eat some good healthy food, and follow through on my New Year's resolutions and so forth. But anyway, it's a great day. And hello to each and every one of you out there listening, realizing we got people from all over the world that's tuning in to Totally Fit. And we want to make sure that we give you some great information. A lot of you has joined us that are part of the 60-day weight loss transformation challenge that we're doing. And we want to keep you motivated. We want to give you some precise information on how to stay on track. And so today's show is all about that. We want to talk about how to stay motivated. And joining me is a IAFS master trainer, a great guy. He became part of our organization a few months back. And him and his wife, great guy. If you guys want to listen to what he got to say. His name is Mr. Tracy Evans. How you doing, Tracy? Are you there yet? Hello, Tracy. Are you there yet? Well, we're waiting on Tracy to come on. And as we're waiting, we'll just continue to talk. He'll chime in the next couple of minutes so we can move forward there. But Tracy, he has a very unique story, very unique testimony as to some of the challenges that he faced himself and overcame. Along with that, his beautiful wife, Amanda, also made some fantastic transformation, made a fantastic transformation in reaching her health and fitness goals. So the two of them, I was just so elated with meeting them and being able to hear their story. This is why we got Tracy coming on to the show today, so he can share that same information with you guys. But we'll be getting started soon. Hopefully he'll chime in here. But I want to say to each and every one of you out there, we started the challenge this past Monday, which was yesterday. And by the way, happy King Day to those of you who celebrated it on yesterday. I know I did. Matter of fact, myself and my son Joshua took our young men group from Haynes Harvest House, which is a mentoring program that we host for young boys, to see the movie Selma, and it was absolutely incredible. It was history one-on-one. So I really advise anyone out there listening, go see Selma. It's well worth the time, and the knowledge that you gain there will last you a lifetime, particularly for our young people who don't know the story of and the struggle of Dr. King and the people that were part of that whole civil rights movement during that era. And guess what? We're still in that era now. You know, there's some changes that still has to take place. So please, you get a chance, go check out the movie. And for more information concerning the Haynes Harvest House, you can go to my website at leehaney.com. And if you'd like to make a contribution, we're all nonprofit, so it's a tax deductible. You can do so. So we do some great things with our young men, and you know, trying to be gap men, standing between the gaps and helping them. But right now, we want to talk about how to stay motivated. Hopefully, and again, hopefully Tracy will chime in the next couple of minutes. But staying motivated is extremely important because we have so many people, as we said in one of the previous shows, the new year come and everybody is pumped, and you know, they have that plan for dropping 20, 30, or 40 pounds, and they start off with a bang, and maybe the month down the road, 2 months down the road, all of a sudden they've sort of drifted back into the same position. I don't want to say trap that initially got them in trouble. So we want to talk about a few things to keep you motivated. Now, I want to talk about some things, a thing that sort of keeps my mind set, you know, because it's not easy. Listen, sitting on the sofa, chewing on chips, drinking a soda, the body would love to do that and crave to do it. it takes that extra to get up off of that sofa and say, listen, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to give my body something that is not comfortable with doing in order to get this weight off. You know, the sacrifice when it comes to the nutritional component. You know, all of this motivating. People, you know, right now we're on the 60-day weight loss challenge, so there are some things to do in order to get the results that you're looking for. And you got to make up your mind that you're going to get there. Some of the things that I feel that I use to stay motivated now, coming from my point of view, I've never been overweight. So that's something that a lot of people that are taking those challenges is dealing with right now. So I can't come from that point of view because, you know, my challenges and my journey has never been that as far as being overweight. It's always been health, fitness, nutrition. This is why I can give you exact information on how to exercise, how to eat in order to keep yourself healthy, and how to lose weight. Now, from the other standpoint of having been there, done that, I've worked with people who've had challenges like this as far as weight loss and had opportunity to hear their story. The last show we had Miss Harriet Parker on, and those of you who had a chance to hear Harriet, I know you were motivated by the show. I know you were inspired. Harriet talked about where she were at the age of, right at the age of 50, and her doctor had told her that she was borderline diabetic, and she had to lose weight. Another thing also, I think she was also dealing with possibly blood pressure, high blood pressure issue too, that was starting to occur. So she had to move forward and do something about this. She said she wanted to be around with her kids. And for the most part, that is a motivation factor for each and every one of us. You know, we want to live long. We want to feel better. We realize that our health is how we obtain our wealth. And poverty and bad health is connected. It's always connected. So that's one reason there, you know, not wanting to be sick. You know, wanting to feel better. You know, these are things that all of us look for and want out of our life. The other thing is, as far as staying motivated, is the fact that, you know, it's going to be more cost-effective to be healthy than it is to be sick. Look at what's happening out there now in the healthcare industry and so forth. Look at the rising cost of insurance. No one can afford to be sick. No one can afford to be sick. You know, with these deductibles, in order to get good insurance, your deductible would have to be sky high. So that's something you don't want to have to deal with. You know, medications is something you don't want to have to deal with. So preventive maintenance is the best medicine. You know, make sure you do the things to allow you to stay healthy. Thereby, you won't have to have all of these different doctor visits. Now, take it, some things happen by nature. Some things you can't do anything about. Well, when that happens, then it happens. But I guarantee you, the healthier you remain, and the more exercise and the more nutrition that you take care of, you're not going to be experiencing a lot of these illnesses and sickness that comes along with sickness and disease. So do yourself a favor and use that as a motivational tool. Don't get sick. You know, preventive maintenance. That's the best way there. The other thing is, as me and Harriet talked about last week, we talked about taking care of yourself in that you won't have to be a burden on someone else, particularly as we age. I think I mentioned before, I'm over 55 now. And so, listen, I'm not getting any younger. But guess what? I feel great. I can do, you know, just about almost the same thing that my son can do. I can run. I can jump. You know, I can do a lot of different things. I can go through a nice cardio workout. You know, I can do all of these things. But I can do these things because I've taken care of myself over the years. Now, a lot of you, I realize out there, you're not where I am. And you've never been where I am. But you want to, within yourself, become the best that you can be. So let's talk about some baby steps you can take. you know, not just totally jumping in there, because that's nothing I recommend either. Just don't try to jump in there, because when doing that, it can become frustrating and whereby you can lose motivation. Let's start with small steps. And in one of our previous shows, we talked about just, okay, let's just start walking. That is a good way to start, just walking. You know, if you have to go to work and there's some stairs, take the stairs from time to time. Or park away from the building so you can walk, you know, a nice distance to walk to the job site to get, you know, through the door and walk into the foyer. You know, a nice distance. Now, I watch a lot of people try their very best when they go shopping or go to the grocery store. They'll park as close as they can to the closest parking space. Well, let's think a little different about that, because we know that the more activity that you participate in, the more calories your body is going to burn. So let's think about ways that you can burn calories, ways that you can increase your activity level that'll help you lose weight and burn some of these additional calories. You know, so take baby steps. Now, as it relates to the exercise, I know a lot of you who have taken the challenge, and some of you out there listening, you've already had a chance to purchase my I Train With Lee workout DVD, whereby we train the entire body. We take a couple of dumbbells, 5 pounds, 6 pounds, or 8 pounds. Said in my case, I use no more than 15-pound dumbbells. And we show you on that particular DVD how to train your entire body. You have your strength exercises, which strength movements is very important, or you can call them resistance exercises, which is very important for building good quality muscle. And muscle burns fat. That'll help speed up metabolism. If you don't have muscle, you don't have a metabolism. Okay? That's one thing that we have there. The other thing we show you is how to speed up the metabolism or create what is called thermogenesis, which is that natural heat mechanism in the body by way of aerobics. So we're doing things like standing leg raises, or you can do stepping in place. For those of you who are in good shape, you have no knee problems, then you can do jogging in place. No, I'm not saying pounding up and down. Just be smart about it. Just move the feet. And if you have something soft like a carpet that you can jog on, then that's even better. That way the shock is not as great as far as your knees, hip, and back is concerned. Okay? Then, of course, we're stretching. We stretch in between sets. And lunges to the right, lunges to the left. You know, different things to keep the muscles nice and loose. And will also help to give more flexibility. So all of that is very, very important. And the other thing that we also have in the program is core training. Now, you have to have a strong core. And, again, we're talking about the Lee Haines Total Body Workout DVD, the I Train With Lee DVD. You have to have a strong core. And this, what is the core? We're talking about the muscles in the abdominal area, the lower back, and the hip area, because as we age, these muscles tend to get weaker. That's why you have incidents in which elderly people fall and break their hips, or they fall off balance and break ankles and that sort of thing because they are weak in this area. So we have core movements involved and seen on the total body training DVD. Now, we've added another component to that. We've now added a aerobic DVD. And now this comes in the kit. We call it the Transformation Now Kit. This comes in the kit that we get. We've now added the Cube Aerobics. I think a lot of you are familiar with the guy Cupid, the Cupid Shuffle. Well, Cupid now has a Cube Aerobics. So there's aerobics for Cupid there. And you can work along with him. So we got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Lee Haney workout DVD. Then in between days, we can use the Cube Aerobics, which is a fantastic way. Hey, guys, guess what? I finally got my man Tracy Evans on the phone, and we're going to talk with Tracy. Tracy, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Mr. Haney. How are you today?
I am doing good. We thought for a minute we were going to be able to get you.
Oh, no, make time for you and for your fans.
Okay, man. Well, that's great. Well, I was talking to everyone about different ways to stay motivated and so forth, because as you know, and again, everyone, Tracy, the master trainer, he's with the International Association of Fitness Science. That's a personal training organization that I created nearly 4 years ago. So he and his beautiful wife, Amanda, is IFS trainers, but Tracy is top level, a master trainer. And Tracy, I was talking to everyone here about staying motivated. So I want you, from your own personal experience, because you've been there, done that, as it relates to having been heavy and then had to work hard to get the weight off and to stay motivated to keep it off. So let's talk a little bit about your experience. So you weighed at one time how much, Tracy?
I was 425. I was in an 8X shirt and 50-inch flex. And, keeping me motivated is being around positive people that do the same thing I do. But God is the main thing, because he saved me. I was 31 years old. It was my 31st birthday, walking out of a restaurant. Got to my car, and I couldn't breathe. And my wife that I had at the time had asked me, says, what did I want for my birthday? And I said, you know, I didn't know at first. And I said, I'm going to get a gym membership. But I had done like everybody else does. We get a gym membership. We go for a little while. We quit going. Well, I had to go in and pay my bill, and I started going. And we actually started going together and lost the first 25 together. But God had me. He opened my eyes by taking my breath away for a little while. Didn't go to the doctor, sit there in the parking lot. Can you imagine a fat dude in the parking lot with his shoes off and his shirt open? You think he going to die.
Wow. Man, that's embarrassing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And it was even more embarrassing going to the gym trying to get started, being overweight. But then you have to stop and you realize that as long as you got the man on your side, who cares what anybody else thinks? And you get in there and you start working out, doing what you can do and get it done, and be thankful every day that you was able to get up, because at 51, I was re-motivated. My mama died at the age of 51. My daddy died at the age of 53. She was on the operating table getting a stent put in. I had lost my first 80 pounds. My daddy, wow, he died of brain cancer, but he also had colon cancer, which, you know, is food-related. He had high blood pressure. He had diabetes. He had a knee replacement surgery, but he was almost 53 when he died. I'm 43 now. My brother told me I got 10 more good years. Well, I plan on having a whole lot more than that, but that has kept me going, and also having children. Because I'm a man. I don't want any other man raising my kids. So if I'm not healthy enough, what's going to happen? Somebody else is going to raise them for me. And these
Tracy,
days, you don't know who's going to be the other person. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's right. You know what? I your story is so touching. And as I was telling the audience before, the listening audience, that I can't speak from that perspective because I've never been there before, but you have. So yours really hit home with a lot of people out there listening. And so let's talk a little bit, Tracy, about, you know, what did you do in the way of exercise? How did you first start? Because a lot of people, they can't do much of anything, particularly when they're morbid obese and overweight. So how did you first start? Just a few tips there.
Go in and do 2 minutes at a time, whether it's walking outside, whether it's getting up and down out of the chair, whether it's doing a little bit of an aerobic DVD, or like you did way back in the day when you used a towel to do exercise between partners. But find something and do a little bit at a time. I would get on the elliptical and do 2 minutes at a time. I do 2 minutes, I get off, and I come back and do two more minutes. I didn't kill myself and didn't try to get it done too fast. So just do 2 minutes and get off. But set a goal in your mind and say, you know what, I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm not going to let what I've done to my body beat me. And that's what kept me going, and that's what got me started.
That is great, man. Let me ask you this. Now, I met your beautiful wife, Amanda, and she's an awesome young lady. So as a family, you know, what do you guys do, and what do you keep in the pantry? Because you got kids now, so what's going on as far as that's concerned, you know, the eating to keep people on track?
You know, in the pantry, we do have kids, and it's real hard some days because you want to go home and you got them Pop-Tarts and that kind of stuff for your kids. Well, the best thing with children in the house is go online and start looking up healthy recipes that the kids can make, because the more you get them involved now, the better it's going to pay off for them in the long run. You know, we keep a lot of salad stuff. We keep a lot of natural turkey meat. We keep a lot of chicken around the house. And we keep whole wheat wraps that they can make themselves, because learning is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Learning is the key, and stop making excuses. Okay, well, let's sit down and teach you, my kids, how to do this, so they won't have to inherit that generational curse that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. Healthy snacks like yogurt, and make sure we teach them how to read labels.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how to read a label, you can be fooled by anything. Just because it says fat doesn't mean it's low calorie. It may be fat-free. But if it's sugar-free, that doesn't mean it's fat-free. Like the
right.
old folks say,
right.
all that glitters ain't gold, it ain't.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tracy, let me ask you this. Now, with someone just getting started, you know, because we're at the first of the year, and a lot of people have made the New Year's resolutions on what they're
yes.
going to do and how they're going to stay with their program. What do you suggest, particularly because we know that nutrition is 75% of the person reaching their health and fitness goals. So for those who are just getting started, we got people going through our transformation now, system now going through the kit, and all of a sudden sometimes they may get a little frustrated about food and so forth, but we try to stress the importance of doing vegetables and fiber and that kind of thing, and all of a sudden they mad.
Right.
It'll try to drift on them. And a lot of people end up falling off the wagon. So, and I know you've had, you know, just talk about how you felt during your transition as far as from being obese to the person that you are now. What kept you going?
Don't keep it in the house. Don't buy stuff that
like
you know
that.
Is not good. Don't keep it in the house. If you craving it bad enough to where you have to get up and go get it, then you need it. But if you keep it in the house, you're going to overdo it. So don't keep it in the house.
I like that
way.
One.
Don't
I like it. If you don't have it in there, you don't have to look at it to see it, correct?
That's right. You get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, because I have, and be craving that bag of potato chips. Well, if you got them in the house, you're going to go get them. And then you ain't going to just eat one or two. You're going to eat them all.
Like that Lay's potato chip commercial. Yeah. So you can't eat one. You eat the whole thing. my goodness. Yeah, well, let's talk about for a second. What about some healthier alternatives? What did you do? What do you advise for other people out there listening? You know, healthy alternatives when you want a snack. What do you say?
Okay, natural peanut butter and fruit, lots of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can
mm-hmm.
overdo fruit, but if you're craving something, don't go out and buy the watermelon that you like. Buy some honeydew, something that you might not like as much, but going to kill the craving as well. Because if you keep
mm-hmm.
what you like in the house, you got to realize, you know, I was fat. I'm talking, I was big old dude and been big all my life. I even grew up with a fat nickname. My family called me Fatty Patty back in the day. So I've been fat all my life. Oh, yeah. And I grew up thinking that. Then I had to wake up, realize, and say, no, that ain't me. That ain't who I'm supposed to be. But if you keep stuff in the house and that's your go-to meal when you're stressed out or when you're under pressure, you're going to always overdo it. Always. But the biggest
now,
thing
you...
I can tell you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tracy.
Stay prayed up. Get up in the morning and be thankful for every pound that you lose, every opportunity that you have, because, you know, I told a lady, one of my clients yesterday, I said, you know, I would give my right arm just to get a whooping from my mama one more time, you know, to be able to show her what I've learned and what I've done and how I try to help people. Be thankful. Be thankful, and it'll come back tenfold. But if you ain't thankful and you get mad because, well, my scales didn't move today, at least you got up.
Yeah, I like that. Tracy, let me ask you this. Do you have a specific passage or scripture that you live by and that you try sharing with people?
You know, I don't. But I do I do have a lot of positive quotes, and I could probably go on all day. And I'm going to use one that I heard a while back. Now, a kite flies the highest against the wind. Don't go out and do what your friends do. Sometimes you got to step out on that limb by yourself, even though they want to go have those cheeseburgers and those hot dogs and those hamburgers. And you can do that every once in a while, but don't make it a habit. Don't try to be your friends. Live for yourself and for your family. A kite flies the highest against the wind. That was by Winston Churchill.
Man, I like that. That's some good stuff right there. Good stuff. Now, I think I mentioned to you earlier, we're in the midst of the 6-day weight loss challenge that we rolled out on the Steve Harvey radio show a week or so ago. And we got people from all over the United States that is participating in this challenge. One couple, a pastor and his wife, the two of them decided they wanted to take the challenge together. And so they're now going through this program. And so I told the pastor I'm going to walk with him, him and his wife. We're going to hold their hand, and we're going to stay with them and make sure they stay motivated. So after hearing your story, and we're going to have I'm going to make sure I talk to my technical guy, who is my son, Joshua. We're going to be able to show – hey, Josh, let me ask Josh right now. We're going to be able to show our traces before and afters. Yeah, we got it on the site now, guys. So make sure y'all go there and check out the before and afters of Tracy. And it is going to be mind-blowing, because Tracy, what you've accomplished, it will motivate people all over, particularly those who are taking the challenge. Because a lot of people, they're tired of being sick, and they want to find, they want to get their life back. They want to feel better. They want to look better. And so your message of hope, your testimony of hope, can really do a lot of good for those people.
Well, I am glad to be there. My email address and phone number, I believe, is on the website. Call me. I'll talk to you if I'm free. You know, love to help anybody. And just like I said earlier, give the man upstairs all the power, because he can change it in an instant. Faith moves mountains.
Yep, that's good. Faith does move mountains. And it moved weight off of you too, guys. So you got to believe.
It did.
Yeah. Yep. But listen, Tracy is located, you're located in Arkansas, correct? Arkansas, right, Tracy?
West Memphis, Arkansas. I teach nine aerobic classes a week, and I got a ton of clients.
Okay, so if somebody want to become a part of your class there, can you give us your website, Tracy? How can we reach you? I know we got it on the site, but let's go ahead and say it out loud so they can hear you.
My email address is mtmevansfitness@aol. And to make it real simple, before my mom passed, I was going through a certification course, and we had to come up with a business name. And she goes, "Well, son, why don't you do what I've always done?" I said, "What's that, Mom?" And she says, "MTM Evans. I have two younger brothers, Morris and Maurice, and it's Morris, Tracy, and Maurice Evans Fitness." And it works. I call it making transformations matter. But my mama did it. You know, God put folks out there for you for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tracy, I'm so proud of what you've accomplished. And the IFS, man, we are honored to have you as part of our family, because you have a heart that cares. You and Amanda, we love you guys and really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you. I got one last word. That is, Lee, you was on my bucket list a few years ago to meet you, and I've done that like twice in my life. So you was on my bucket list. That's kept me motivated. Every time I succeed at knocking something off my bucket list and being a part of your group, that just sends chills down the body. Joshua and I talked a little bit the other day, and you know, he told me what we couldn't get together. You was with Steve. Well, Steve was on my bucket list. I've read his books. I've read Anthony Robbins' books, a ton of books. But you was the first person I ever put on my bucket list that I wanted to meet. Then it was Ronnie Coleman, of course.
Yeah. Well, man, I really appreciate that. We love you, man, and keep doing good. God bless you. Hey, listen, guys, y'all go to the site and check out my man Tracy and his beautiful wife, Amanda, and hit him up. He'll take care.
Shoot us an email. We'd be glad to help. Thank you for having me on, Lee.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.